until now we have, and I will say during that time, at no point at all did the school district ever say they wanted it. They didn't come to meetings. They didn't speak in favor of a second access. And once again, the school district is MIA on this issue too. They're not saying we need to do this. We need to put it through to 51st Street. What you're hearing or what I've heard so far is they just don't want to pay for it. You know, now they want us to do away with impact fees. They don't want to stop. They don't want to pay us impact fees anymore. But at the same time, they don't want to help with this project. So now we have developers that have purchased land or right to purchase, option to purchase, and another one that owns it. But I can tell you that earlier, Alderwoman talked about going to the library and spending an hour and a half to talk about previous budgets. But I can tell you, if you go to back in time, cassette tapes, go to the clerk's office, get cassette tapes, and you can listen, or now you can go listen digitally. At no time will you ever hear this common council, anybody up here, say that the city was going to pay for this road. Not one time. If you take a look at the motion that the Alderwoman brought in this last budget for $700,000, at no point did anybody up here say that was for the city to build the road. If you take a look at when we went from 46 to 49th Street, it was always said that a developer would pay for the road to 51st. Always. Jack Bennett would talk about developers pay for the road. Now, granted, if we are doing a TID and we're a part of a development like, say, Ballpark Commons or Bear Development or the Business Park on 27th Street, that's when the city does put in roads at times. We collect a tax base to pay for it. We don't have the taxpayers, the entire city, pay for this road. So, you know, I know that there's been people hanging their hats on this $700,000, but that money, I shouldn't vote for it to build this road. It should be a partnership. It should be the developer, it should be the city, and it should be the school district. This motion does not do that. This motion does not hold the school district accountable. This is their school. Where are they? Why aren't they at the table? I know the mayor had a conversation with them and the alderwoman had a conversation. These are the same people that want us to do away with impact fees at $90,000. Let's put that money towards the road. So I don't think homeowners should be special assessed on this. You know, I mean, I know someone got up there and I think said, well, are we going to have to pay for this? Don't we pay taxes? Well, no way would we assess the homeowners. These are future developments. And we hear all the time, do we not forget the people, the seven of us sit up here, that Newman Homes came to us and said, we'd like to have the city put in water down 76th Street off of Ryan Road. It's a million and something. Well over a million, Alderman Nelson, well over a million. And we had homeowners come in here saying, wait a second, I got to pay $90,000, $80,000 of a special assessment to run water? And we said, no, we won't do that. So we told the developer, hey, we're sorry, we're not going to do it. 4 days or 5 days later, they said, we're building the subdivision. Okay? So I don't know the developers well. I mean, I know one pretty well. He's been here many times arguing about this, and I know Alderwoman Wilhelm knows one of them. And people want to say that there's some conflict. There's no conflict. All right? I hate when people write false statements about that. But I can't support this. I mean, the road should go in, but it should not be on the city. It's never been that way. Never once have I voted for it. So there's been money put in the budget to maybe assist, but never to build this road, ever. So when we talk about history, when we bring up Jack Bennett, you know, I was going to sit here and just kind of keep my mouth quiet, and maybe the Alderwoman would have preferred that. But when you brought up Jack, I know what Jack would say is, we don't build these roads. Developer does. Now, what we maybe are going to change is we'll assist with that. We'll pay our share. We're not going to do it ourselves. At least I'm not going to vote to do this. You know, I'm not on any ballot here come April. All right? The mayor is, and he's in a hot position here because, you know, he may upset some people by not wanting to move this forward. I'm not going to lose over sleep on this because I know how many years I worked with the aldermen to try to get what we have there now and the commitment to get this road done when somebody bought that land.
Mayor?
Just to be clear, my conversation this afternoon with the superintendent, and her real title is not superintendent, but I'm old school. I'm an old guy. I'm sorry. And Dr. Miller knows that. The school district has no issue with the safety of that school. Anytime they need fire, they're there. Anytime they need police, they're there. So On top of that, they don't build roads, so here we are. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I believe we had a letter from our fire chief saying that they would prefer it, and we had a gentleman from the fire department stand up and say minutes matter. So I'm not going to take the school district's word when there's higher professionals that have to access those points. But if all of you decide to take the side of Alderman Taylor, this road will not get built. The developers probably aren't going to be there. You're going to lose the $200,000+, and I will lay this on everyone else because I have worked very hard. I have done my homework. I have come up with solutions, only to someone to pick them apart and not want to move forward. We can do this. We built a playground for $1.5 million in about 3 months, and that was all okay. And now we can't provide you access to take traffic out of your neighborhoods, and we're going to keep hoping there's a developer with deeper pockets that's going to fund this. So good luck with that. I don't see the road going in without your support this evening.
Alderman Mayer.
6 months ago when this came up, the developers, at least one of them, had a proposal to phase in the development, let him start his development, and then he would bring the road in. That's the proposal I supported at the time. Has there been any further talk of that, or in discussions it sounds like it's kind of dead with the developers? I don't think anybody up here thinks that road shouldn't go in. I think everybody up here is in agreement the road should go in. The question is who's going to pay for it.
The council denied that phasing.
I understand that the council did deny it, but we're in a whole different ball game now because the council said that they would build the road at that point. That's how it went forward, and that brought us to where we are tonight, where the road's not being put in by the developers, period. So I'm just wondering if that phasing in would be a possibility, if anybody's had that discussion any further.
Well, it's always interesting negotiations. I've been doing it for 45 years of my life. That doesn't mean I'm good at it. It just means I did it for 45 years. But this started with the developers putting it in. Then I spent almost 40 minutes on the phone at the Dallas airport with Alderman Wilhelm telling me how the city ought to do a third of it, and now all of a sudden we're doing 100%. So
we're not doing 100%.
You know. Alderman Wilhelm.
We're not doing 100%, and that's misleading, because if we had to build this road ourselves, we would have to design that road, and we would have to come up with the land and purchase the land. It took us $20,000 to purchase the land back when we put that little section in. It's not even as wide as this, back in 2013. So no, this, it's not like we're doing this all of ourselves, and we do have ability to get some special assessments back. I don't know how you think you're going to force them to build this road. They're not going to do it. They don't have a value. I don't know if anybody listened to me when I said the common refrain is we don't build roads, but we have. We built the one to Evergreen that is satisfying, this parcel, and we also built the one on the north side. So, you know, maybe the solution is you make them do that last section of Marquette from 49th to the school, instead of budgeting for it. There's another $50,000. The guy already got the road in. He already got the section free with no special assessments at all. And on the bottom half of the property, the same property, the developer not only got the road and not, we didn't recoup all of our costs from that, he gets to use the stormwater basin from the city, and we get to maintain it in perpetuity on his behalf. So you don't have any problems with doing giveaways before, and now you sit here with a room full of people begging you to help them, and I provided a solid solution, and you're going to find every little way to pick this apart. So I don't know if it's an election issue you want to wait for after the election, or you just don't want to help the people that you represent, but this is wrong. They have paid, I've showed you how we've put in the budget and let that money fall to the bottom line year after year after year. Where did this money go? Which projects did this go on when it was supposed to go to these people? You know, I'm going to call the question on the motion and let it fall where it may. I put enough work and effort into this.
Is there a second to call the question? Is there a second to call the question? Hold on.
There you go.
Okay, the question is called.
I know exactly. 8 o'clock.
The question's been called. On the motion. Well, let's just do this. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Is this on the motion?
It's on the main motion. On the main motion. Because there isn't a vote on that.
As amended. Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Sure.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yep.
I want to end it too.
This is on the motion, though, not on the
main
question.
Motion. And main motion.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Motion dies due to lack of majority.
What was the vote?
3-3.
And the mayor refused to break the tie. Thank you. Thank you all for coming.
That's just on the motion to call the question.
No, that was on the motion.
No.
That
was on the motion. Main motion.
On the main
three,
motion.
3-3.
I voted yes on it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. I thought that was on the call the question.
Wow. You guys aren't prepared. There's a couple people who aren't prepared for this meeting now. How you don't know your budget.
Okay, on item G2.
I want better numbers.
No, that's why I questioned.
What?
You sat there, you don't answer.
Hold on, folks.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'd like to take recess.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
It's not actually
all right, we're going to redo this. All right, on the motion to call the question, all those in favor?
Aye.
It was aye.
Tell them what happened.
You'd have to reconsider.
The question should have had a vote on it. The call the question should have had a vote on it. I misunderstood
right.
Robert's rules.
That's what I voted to call the question.
All right. So we're going to do this loud and proud, folks.
Right.
On the call the question, on the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That was loud and proud.
Well, you kind of backed yourself up there a little bit again.
any opposition to calling the question? Hearing none, motion carries 6-0. On the main motion as amended, Madam Clerk.
Because the prior vote was invalid because there was no.
As the city said, the prior vote was invalid. Madam Clerk.
There was no vote on the motion.
Because there was no vote to call the question.
Not everything's political, Kristen.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes,
well, this issue has been made political. It didn't have to be.
Alderman Nelson.
Yes.
Excuse us, folks.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
A strong aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
Same result. The
no.
vote is 2 ayes, 4
no,
noes. Motion motion is denied.
Recess.
I just want to ask, where does the money go?
Motion fails. It'll fall to the bottom line.
So not a playground?
Just suck it up to all your pockets.
It can come back next year in the budget, sure. But it needs to be, we'll talk later.
Now, in the meantime.
Alderman Mayer.
In the meantime, we can still choose another option.
Oh, wait, let the record reflect that Alderman Wilhelm has left her chair at 8 o'clock.
In the meantime, we can still choose another option here.
Sure.
Move forward and wait for the grant.
Yeah.
Come.
That was the goal of tonight's meeting, for you guys to have a plan. There was no, the attorney presented a plan and you guys didn't talk about it. So I don't understand. Would you guys not care?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know this isn't in your district, but it affects the entire community. I just don't understand why you can just be so arrogant and just say this. I mean, the things that you were zooming in on had nothing to do with the price of eggs. I just don't get it.
Yes, it did. Yes, it absolutely did.
Wait. Okay. G2.
Alderwoman Wilhelm has asked that a recess.
We didn't grant it.
Not been granted.
Don't we want to go forward?
Item G2 is approval of intergovernmental agreement.
Mr. Mayor, unless you add, yeah.
I've got a question. What happens with the grant, though, if we don't have
if
a plan?
If we get it, then we'll do this all over.
So if we get the grant, then we'll bring this back.
Why not?
At that point. I would, too. I agree.
Right. Here.
Okay. Alderman Mayor's got the floor.
Yeah, if we get the grant, I want to wait to see what happens with the grant. I would be willing to move forward with an option that puts the grant first, but if we want to wait till we hear about the grant, that's fine. Once we hear about the grant, then I would reconsider this.
I'll make a motion to table it and bring it back when the grant result comes in.
I'll second that.
Table the issue,
right.
I'll second that.
All right, good. Let's make a motion. Until we hear back, when they hear back from them, we'll bring it back.
Good.
All those in favor of the motion to table until we get the results of the grant?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Follow up.
Mayor, I had asked for a recess.
It wasn't granted. The council didn't grant it. You can't just get up and walk out.
Could you have let me know? So could you rephrase what I missed, please?
You just missed the motion to table until we table the item until we get a resolution on the
grant.
Table the road?
Yeah. And then we get, then we bring it back here and we get the grant.
Not everything's as dramatic as you want it to be made. Nobody liked the options. They want to see what's going on before they make a decision.
My motion did the same thing.
Not their opinion. Okay. Stop. Everybody, the motion was to table until we get results from the
And we can put it back on the agenda. We see what the cost is and, we know whether we got it or not.
Madam Clerk.
My question is, Alderwoman Wilhelm walked in the middle of a motion, and I do not know if she voted on it. I don't know if she returned prior to the vote or if she returned after the vote. So I would like clarification.
I don't either, but if you would like to vote on it. Mm-hmm.
I would just like clarification because.
I would like to vote on it.
Unanimous consent, a letter of vote.
Without objection, Alderman Wilhelm, your vote.
Could I hear the motion so I know?
The motion is a table. Here. Well, let me explain because there were options that were put here. The Alderwoman brought in her own motion that failed because people didn't like it for whatever reasons that they didn't like it.
So that didn't mean time out.
I have the floor, Your Honor.
Kristen, wait.
I'm going to vote aye.
So I'm going to continue. So there was still options to bail. The debate didn't end just because you didn't like that you didn't get your motion and you stormed off doesn't mean this item was dead.
I called the recess. Typically, recess takes precedence.
You called it and just took off. So that it doesn't work that way. I can't remember ever working that way.
Well, interrupt.
It was not acknowledged.
Wait, stop.
It wasn't acknowledged even.
Point of clarification.
I constantly get accused by some on this table of interrupting people, and yet tonight all I hear is interrupting coming from that side of the table.
Yeah, I had the floor, I thought.
Generate your discussion to me. Yes, you do.
Oh, really?
Yes, because you're interrupting me.
No,
it's me. Direct your comments to the chair. Alderman Taylor still has the floor.
So the point is the motion failed. It doesn't mean that the issue was dead. I think you had people up here that said, that you had other ideas. Alderman Mayer you stormed out of there, and Alderman Mayer said, well, what about, the grant? Can't we, see what happens and then proceed from there? And so that's why the motion to table came up, because this shouldn't be a dead issue. I mean, I think everybody up here wants to see this built. And I'll tell you, not once since going back to 2008 have I ever had to have people show up on my behalf for an issue. I never pulled up scouts to speak on my behalf. I never played these type of political games.
They like me.
To get,
sorry.
Oh, yeah. To play these games. To play these games, which everybody knows it. So this is we all want the road built. Mm-hmm. I already laid out the history. Go back and challenge me on any of those. Go back to every single budget and you tell me where we once said the city was going to pay for this. You won't find it. And we put money in the budget all the time. I think there was money in the budget to pave the trail through Franklin Woods. I think there was money to put in the budget to build pocket parks. We took those out or we put them in. Or that money in every budget drops to the bottom line. Every single year. Just because the Alderwoman didn't clearly explain to those showing up here that it's her own side of the story, but it's insulting. It's frankly just insulting that I sat here for years trying to help you get these roads done, to get 49th Street, to get to 49th Street, but nope, you forgot about that. And you want to ram something down here instead of let's figure this out. This can happen. This can happen. But developers should have to assist. And it's not just giving us land that they have no value. They're not going to sell that to anybody. They're not losing $216,000. They're giving us strips. It's ridiculous.
Let's Mayor. Make short. Alderman Willow.
Well, I felt that I needed to go talk with the constituents that came here. I had set a recess. Typically, maybe point of clarification for the city attorney would be needed that I thought that recess takes precedence over, you know, and I had asked for one. I mean, if someone has a medical thing and they need to take a recess, usually things are stopped in that order. So I just assumed I would be allowed to go talk with them quickly and come back in.
A recess is for the body, not for the individual.
I wanted to get a drink, and I came right back in. So I, you know, you guys could have waited for me. I wasn't going to be gone that long, but here I am. I got to vote. Thank you for your tabling motion. I would have much rather appreciated a full motion to move this forward, and I don't see this going anywhere. And I would like, Mr. Taylor, since you're the one who killed the project pretty much, you can find the money now. Let's see if you can find the money. You're so good, and you say you can do everything so well. Now, I sat here and gotten scolded, Mayor, by him.
I know.
I got scolded for a
good.
While. So
can we move on?
I remember walking out the beach in my life. Good luck. Telling you how to get it done.
I move to approve.
Okay, yeah, okay. Right. All right, that's it, okay? We're all done with that. Everybody smile at each other. Let's move on. We got work to do.
Your text, you didn't like it.
You too.
I move to approve.
Knock it off.
G2.
Second.
All those in favor to approve?
Yeah,
yes, without objection, it's 6-0. G2, approval of the intergovernmental agreement for law enforcement services, motion to approve, and has been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Nice job, Chief.
I will tell you that these agreements were initially coming without a lot of financial background and backing, and the City of Milwaukee's got a lot of pushback on who's paying us. Thank you, Chief and McLea, for doing an excellent job.
City Attorney, nice job, too, getting proper language.
Thank you.
Wait, they didn't really vote on it like they think they did.
Wow. Nice. Well done.
G3 on page 49 is a request for Common Council approval for an IGA for the City of Milwaukee, which would pay the wages for police service. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 is donation to the Franklin Historical Society barn. Alderman Taylor.
Move to approve.
Oh, wait. Alderman Taylor.
No, so I agree. I'm going to make a motion, Alderman Mayor. You can second, but here's what I'd like to see. We know we have $40,000 sitting in the budget to do this, but we know that we need to do the ADA, the electrical, and the painting. These are things that we knew were needed to take place. The key was putting up the barn without having to go through the city, so we'd have to have a jacked up price. So they got the barn up, the Historical Society got the barn up. What I like to see is to come back in 2 weeks with an estimate, like a quote, so we know how much it's going to cost, because we only have $40,000 in there, and we know we don't really want to go above that. So to come back in 2 weeks, number one, with a cost, all right, and engineering can get that to us, right? We can get those things probably taken care of. We probably know cost already. I think, Jim, do you have some? Can we, Mr. Lucky?
Please, come on up.
Make a motion to suspend, please, Your Honor?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
So I think we do have some quotes potentially. So the first thing would be to come back with quotes. The second thing would then be to work to have to start working on the paperwork to do the transfer to say that these things need to get done. You know, the city will do these things once we get it. And the other item is we need to work on a memorandum of understanding between the city and the Historical Society. And I think it's very important because